I've been in contact with both parties, and hopefully in the next week or two, we'll set up a meeting between both parties and try and get them sitting around the table to see can we get a happy medium for everybody to sit down and chat and try and get it to discuss a plan going forward and get it resolved.
And do you think that there could be a pathway forward for the council to potentially roll back on the pedestrianised version of the diamond, that perhaps the bikers may be able to still stop there going forward? Do you think that that could be a possibility?
Well, listen, at this early stage, I can rule nothing in and rule nothing out. To be honest, I think the main thing is we get the two parties sitting around a table and we try and get a discussion going and try and get it that we try and get it resolved that the two sides would be happy, to be honest. I think, you know, everybody knows the bikers take a lot to Donegal Town, but there is other people there that... that says there's a wee problem, so we have to sit down and sort the problem and have a chat about it. And if we're talking to one another, we're going to make movement, and if we're not, it's only going to get worse. So I feel I'm better that we get the two parties together and we sit down and have a chat and we move it on from there then.
Businesses, I presume, would be consulted as part of these plans too, because they are really the people who are potentially going to lose out the most here.
Yeah, well, I think everybody's concerns has to be taken on board, you know. I mean, and not alone the businesses, it's everybody that will be using the diamond. I mean, I think if there was more talking before this, this issue wouldn't have come up. It just seems to be that when the bikers turned up, they say there was a problem. They were unaware of any problem. So, I mean, the main thing is we get sitting around a table and get chatting and try and sort the thing out.